There are a ton of cultural expectations for moms. In a media-saturated culture, in a Facebook culture, everybody is always touting all kinds of things that you have to do. If you're going to be a good mother, if you're going to be a faithful mother, you have to do all kinds of things. There's cultural pressure that a mother has to have a job. And in some others, when a mother has a job, there's cultural pressure that she shouldn't have a job. Any real mother is at home with her kids, ignoring a lot of single parent situations and all kinds of other situations. It just becomes an expectation, a standard. A lot of moms who stay at home, oh, well, you're really fulfilling your calling if you have a job, if you're out there doing things like that. Someone told my wife one time, after we'd had several kids, don't you want to use your gifts? In other words, as a mom, you're not using all your gifts. If you are really doing something, then you could. You see, expectations. Moms have all kinds of expectations. Always have the house clean. All of them have to be really good cooks. They need to volunteer here and there, and they need to be involved in charity. They need to be involved in all kinds of activities. And of course, good moms have their kids into all kinds of activities. Nobody should ever raise a kid without them learning to play an instrument and music and without playing sports. And you got to go on all the right trips. And every good mom helps their kids be culturally aware. So you need to visit this, that, and the other. They've got to be up to date, they should be stylish, they should be always fit, they should be current on the issues, they should feed their kids the right food. Heard a group of moms talking the other day, and it was like, I would never have my children eat McDonald's. I leaned over and said, well, I did yesterday. You don't want your kids to eat McDonald's? Fine. But it's not an expectation on every family. Well, we eat this diet, or we follow this, or we do this. The right foods, the right schools, the right experiences, the right trips. I'm not a good parent by some people's estimation. You know how many times I've taken my kids to an amusement park? Zero. You know why? I hate amusement parks. But y'all have picked up my slack. Some of y'all have taken them to amusement parks. I don't care about your expectations. I hate them. All of these expectations. You've got to do this. You've got to be this. You've got to be outgoing. Don't waste your gifts. I could go on and on and on. But no matter how many things I listed on this expectations of what it means to be a good mom, new things will always come up. Oh, you just have to do this. Oh, I saw on Facebook they're doing this. Maybe we should do this. And all of these expectations just fly on out of control. And by the way, any of those things are fine for someone to do. But as a job description, to evaluate whether or not one is a good Christian mom, they're a curse, not a blessing. They're an ungodly burden that no one should embrace. They're a path to discontentment and misery. In fact, they're playing right into the hands of the one the Bible calls the accuser. The evil one himself. The accuser of the brethren. Because if you try to validate your motherly existence by being what the culture describes as a great mom, a good mom, a power mom, whatever it is, you'll never do it. And it'll always be, yeah, but you didn't do this. Yeah, but you didn't give them this opportunity. Yeah, but you didn't provide them this. Yeah, but they didn't go to the right schools. Yeah, but it will never stop. When you embrace secondary cultural expectations as your responsibility, you're playing right into Satan's hands. And I'm afraid that many mothers, even Christian mothers, are doing just that.